Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. John Paul Vaught, Jaylee Fox, Cody Watson, Victoria DeRocha, Jordan Jackson, Martin Hill, Jay Kidwell, Charlotte Vaughan, Rebecca Vieira Barros de Oliveira, Tim Mays. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Rusty Quill Gaming. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Ellen Gould.
And Mike LeBeau.
Yeah. Yay!
Welcome, Mike.
Yay, I'm here. Guys, it's good to see you all. We don't normally cross streams very often.
So this is another Meet the Crew special with our head of video. Tell us about yourself, Mike.
Hi. I'm not just the head of video. I'm also Tim from the Magnus Archives as well. My main role in the Rusty Quill is to produce premium video content. And I intend to do that by recording this episode on video. That may or may not get released. God only knows.
Almost certainly not.
Upcycle harder.
Everyone should just know that Mike is hot for content.
I'm so warm right now. It's unbelievable.
The hottest day of the year.
It's literally 33 degrees outside.
Yeah. And
I might kill everyone in this room before we're done.
He's brought lights into the studio and assures us they don't add heat, but I don't believe it.
That's so not how physics works.
We're going to do a temperature check after this episode, and I bet we push 40. Right.
Oh. It's literally illegal to make us work in that amount of heat, Alex.
I'm not making you work. I'm just going to look really sad until you work. Okay.
Wow.
So I thought that we would do something vaguely video-related on this audio podcast, so we're going to play a rather special one-off game. We're going to be playing Jason Statham's Big Vacation. So that is a game generated, written by Grant Howitt and Chris Taylor.
Generated by GrantBot!
GrantBot make games!
So oh my gosh, someone should make that.
So officially this is made by Grant Howitt and Chris Taylor, and it's based on a concept by Sean Smith. It's a zero prep game. So we're going to be playing a game where I'm going to be GMing it, and I have not actually...
Wait, you don't have a bunch of spreadsheets printed out to hand to people?
No, I have been researching,
apparently...
No, hang on a minute. Goblin Quest was also a zero prep game, and you turned up with a folder with a calculator in it.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is all my prep.
That's visibly one sheet.
Because you've actually zero prep this time.
I've actually memorized all of my spreadsheets internally.
Aww. Guys, I think Alex has been replaced. Yeah. I'm not sure this is the real Alex.
So, not Alex.
It's not Alex.
Oh, no.
It's definitely not Alex.
I'm now going to read the conceit for this game. Are we all ready?
Yeah.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Are you going to do it in a voice?
Well, Jason Statham would refer to himself in the same third person, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Would. Jason Statham, international movie star, is on his holidays. But his own impulsive nature and the attentions of his rival, the Wesley Sniper, could ruin everything. It's up to you, a skilled team of operatives paid for by his management, to ensure that he has a great time. So, yeah, Jason's going on holiday. You are his crack security team who have one job. He has to have a lovely time. I will get into a bit more mechanics, but there are four fail conditions for Jason Statham's holiday. He could be bored. He could be arrested. He could be sad, or he could be dead.
Gosh, his buttlands all over again.
So the first thing that we have to do in this game is we have to pick our classes. I will be playing Jason Statham because it's my lovely holiday and you all have to make sure that I have a lovely time. But I need a lawyer, I need a tour guide, I need private security, and I need his agent. I am going to give guest privilege first. Mike, would you like to play a lawyer, a tour guide, private security, or an agent?
Flipping heck. This is a lot of pressure. I feel like I'm feeling private security.
You got your pencil? You got your paper?
I got both.
As private security, you have the following key skills. These hands are weapons. 8. These weapons are also weapons. 8. Extraction. 6. They'll come in later.
I feel like you should be writing this down, if I'm honest, Mike.
Do you think so?
That's why I asked if you had a pencil, paper, and gave you your
skills. This is a whole new world for me.
Alex just wanted to know if you had a pencil, just in general. He's concerned about your lack of pencil.
That's what I thought. Oh, say that again.
He's a pencil socialist.
Yeah. These hands are weapons. 8. Yeah. These weapons are also weapons. 8.
This is a lot to write.
Extraction. 6.
This is an extremely Grant game.
Yes, it is.
So, the first person who yells out a colour gets to pick the next role.
Green.
Okay, Ben is... You can pick between tour guide, agent, or lawyer.
I'm going to be an agent so that I can use this voice.
I approve of that voice. It's a good voice.
I'm going to try and make a more annoying character than Alex can.
So, as agent, you have Stratham Law, 8.
Do you mean Statham Law?
Yes, I do.
You mean Streatham in South London.
You have an amazing knowledge about
my
that
client,
area of Streatham.
Jarson Stratham.
Failed Actor, 6.
Oh.
And Narcotics, 6.
Oh.
Okay, first person to tell me an animal gets to pick next.
Kangaroo.
Okay. Would you like to be a lawyer, Helen? Or
yes.
Would you like to be a... Okay. So as a lawyer, you have law, 9.
How do I spell that?
Law, and then law.
Which ones?
L-O-R-E-L-A-W.
Or the exact opposite of what Mike just said. L-A-W-L-O-R-E.
Oh, I like the idea of law.
Yep.
Which is if people are talking about like fan fiction stuff, you're the lawyer who just tells them if they're doing crimes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Spin Doctor, 7.
Can your name be Bob?
No.
And Eye for Detail, 6.
That'll be Malcolm Tucker.
This is a non-swearing podcast, Helen.
He doesn't always swear.
Yes, he does.
That is a lie.
Literally, that's his defining character trait.
Sometimes he calls people like wet sandwiches. What was the third one?
Eye for Detail, 6.
Just. I don't think that one would be important.
Almost certainly not. Which leaves us with Bryn. As tour guide, you have Local Knowledge, 7. You have Follow Me, 6. And you have Extreme Sports, 5.
Guys, can we go to South Africa on our holiday today?
No!
What?
I can't do the accent.
You don't have to. I'm the local tour guide. I'm the only one who'll have to do an accent. I'd like to practice my South African, if that's okay.
Oh, God, well, Jason Statham, thankfully, does not have to speak in South Africa.
The rest of you aren't from South Africa. I'm the local tour guide.
Right, so...
What's going on?
Thankfully, because this is one of Grant's one-page games, I can actually read all of the rules and we can get going and it won't be a massive lag. So, any time that there's a chance you could fail, you roll a D12. The best dice. Does everyone have their D12?
No,
several.
Good.
There are a lot on the table.
Good. If you get four or less, it succeeds. If you get a one, it goes really well. If you show more than that, it goes badly. On a 12, it goes, like, really badly. Okay.
If we need to roll low, I'm going to have to swap these dice for a different set of dice.
Bring out your low dice, if you could.
Cool.
Now, if you have a skill relating to it, you can roll lower than that. So, for instance, if Jason Statham is going for some extreme sports, well, probably your extreme sports of 5 is what you have to roll under. It's that simple.
Okay.
So, bonus for anyone who's desperately trying to break the world to justify, like, eating breakfast as an extreme sport, that kind of thing. Right. Every time
depends
you...
where you eat it, mate.
Now.
Oh God, no! Let's cut that. leave it in. It's shame.
Now, does everyone have?
You've had to listen to me through the entirety of the Bloomin' Deadlands specials.
Does everyone have a D6? Because you will need D6 too. I put out as many as I could muster.
Is that 2 D6?
Yeah.
Just one.
Oh, okay. We all know the worst accent ever featured on Rusty Quill was mine in Corporation.
So, every time you're rolling a D12, you're also rolling a D6, which is the. It says Statham, and I want to say Stratham, or Stratham, and I just want to say
the
Stratham.
Stratham dice.
Jason Stratham's big picky.
So, if you roll the same number on your D6 as you roll on your D12, Jason Statham, there we go, does something kooky and random because he's Jason Statham, that's how he rolls, and we'll just have to roll with that. Now, the Wesley Sniper...
Ooh.
Wesley Snipes, Hounds, popular action stars in a quest for deranged vengeance. He has sworn never to shoot other actors with his high-caliber rifle, but everything else is fair game. He will interfere with every scene from afar. He's too distant to be stopped, and so the team must work around him. So there is a sniper, Wesley Sniper. He will be interfering with all of your actions.
Is it where Wesley Snipes, the one-time action movie star, or Wesley Snipes, the character from 30 Rock?
I believe in this universe they might be the same person.
Awesome.
Oh, is everyone with me so far? Everyone with me so far?
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
Wicked. Adrenaline. If an action goes badly and it was dangerous, if it was going to hurt someone, if you're going to die or something, Jason Statham may rule that the character is injured or stressed. That means you shift a point from stability into adrenaline. Whenever you roll a D12, you add your adrenaline total to the roll. So what this is all of you start with stability 3. Every time you risk yourself or others and generally generate adrenaline, you shift one point from your stability into adrenaline.
And adrenaline starts at 0.
And adrenaline starts at 0. You then add whatever your adrenaline number is to the total of your roll. So obviously what adrenaline is doing is making you jumpy. It's making you closer to your fail point.
Mm.
Everyone with me so far?
Yep. Yes.
We're pretty much at the end of the actual rules. Everything else is mostly kind of stuff for me. If your stability hits 0, you either die or go mad or are otherwise rendered unable to help Jason Statham enjoy his much-needed time off. So, in terms of structure, split into 4 scenes. I have to roll to see what's on the itinerary, and I also have to see what Wesley Sniper does to mess things up, but you won't know that. Oh, no. So, are we all ready to see? Oh, Grant, what have you done? It's a 20-sided table to decide what happens.
Yeah.
Oh no! I wasn't prepped for this at all.
I got you covered.
Can I have a low rolling D20, not high rolling D20? Cheers. Okay, cool.
I'm choosing not to react.
So I'm going to be revealing what happens, sort of one scene at a time, rather than giving you the whole lot. So there's at least a small element of mystery. So the first thing that you will all be doing with Jason Statham in order to keep him happy and enlightened about his life. You're going to an owl sanctuary.
Yeah, look, those in South Africa. Well known for its owl population.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to handle that.
It's all right, neither am
and
I.
Yeah, you must.
All right.
Whose voice will be more annoying by the end of the day, mine or Ben's?
I have no idea.
Either way, it's going to be a hoot.
Oh! I feel like I might name this episode just I have no character, yet I must scream. Okay. I also have to find out what is going wrong in terms of...
Oh.
Yeah,
Insert peril noises here, right?
See, it's really lucky because my handwriting is so atrocious is that even without any kind of border or barrier, I know none of you can read it. So I'm feeling quite safe right now.
You forget my many years of a teacher. As a teacher means I can read almost any handwriting, no matter how bad, even upside down.
Yeah, but you're also the furthest away.
Yeah.
So there is a last bit of mechanics before we start this game, okay? Which is the Statham tracks. Whenever I believe that Jason has become closer to death, boredom, arrest, or sadness, I mark D3, because that's just adding yet more impossible dice.
You can buy D3.
Yeah.
They exist. Yeah. They're awful.
They're terrible. So I have to roll, and then we have to see if you either die, if he's dying, saddening, arresting, or being bored. If it will fill
He's very arresting. I don't see how that's relevant.
If he fills his tracker, he enters the danger mode.
Everyone else is so bored of me by now, 3 years into this podcast. But we've got new blood here to validate my terrible decisions.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you're the new one. Actually.
Yeah, I am. I'm the newbie. He's going to learn you from all of the masters.
So yeah, if any of those trackers reach max, you have one last chance to save the holiday. Otherwise, Jason Statham's holiday is ruined, and it is all on you.
Oh, no.
Peril.
Guilt, which is worse.
Yeah.
We are going to start this the way that all good scenes should start, which is Jason Statham wakes up and kicks in the door to the tour guide van that he sat in with the rest of his entourage on the way to an owl sanctuary. What are we doing?
We are on our way to the owl sanctuary.
You speak funny. This is already making me feel a little bit sad.
Oh, that's pretty racist, mate, if I'm honest.
Jason.
Oh, God.
Don't you worry about his strangely exotic accent. It just adds to the whole mystique and allure of this sort of holiday. We're going to go see some of the most exotic hooty owls that you could imagine.
Oh, really
like and
owls.
Our friend here is going to tell you all about them.
Jason Statham, so we are in this bus, and we are currently driving through an extremely...
You're welcome.
We're currently driving, apparently, through an extremely arid part of South Africa. Thanks for that, Bryn. I'm not sure how I'm going to NPC that one. They might have a high population of, like, Australian workers at this whole sanctuary.
Not an accent I can do.
And we are driving through the area. The tour guide has the van, obviously, and on the side it just has South African owls for me and who? And you are currently driving on the way to the owl
sanctuary.
Well, you
see, in South Africa, we call the owl the night parrot.
Oh, really? That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that... really?
Of course. Everything I say will be factually accurate at all times.
The tour guide knows what
they're talking about. Not according to my law books.
I mean, well,
that's not the legal term. They're called...
Sure it's not, but I have local knowledge, which I'm pretty sure trumps your so-called law.
I'll tell you what, why don't you give me a local knowledge role just on a whim? Play this out.
It's a challenge, a lawyer.
Four.
So you rolled a 4 on your D12, so you succeed. And what did you get on your D6?
5.
Jason Statham is a bit boring. He is not bored. He is just being boring currently and sat listening. Yeah, this tour guide seems on the level. They really seem to know what they're talking about.
They're some of the most majestic and beautiful creatures you'll ever see.
I believe that.
I always liked owls. I used to keep an owl, you know. I called him Mr. Owl when I was growing up. He was dead nice.
It's a great name, Jason. Thanks. Just fantastic.
That's what I thought.
Once had an experience with owls.
Oh,
yeah, back in Nam. Yeah.
It was
a long time ago, and I remember it like it
Jason
was yesterday. It's
unbelievable. Security's really old.
Yeah.
It's like 85, yeah.
Say some security's like, well,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, he's ancient, as was predefined in my mind when we talked about personal and private security. G4S, where did you go? Anyway, so, yes, where are we at?
Hello? We're still on our way to the owl sanctuary.
So, which of the owls do you reckon you've got most of, like?
We've got a lot of the South African green.
Oh, nice. Jason Statham pretends to know what a South African green is and nods sagely whilst looking out of the window.
They're real big, Jason. I think you're going to like the South African green.
I like big owls. I like big owls.
It's like, imagine if a parrot, right, had a big round head.
Right, yeah. I can see how that would be a excellent, majestic creature.
I mean, they don't talk like day parrots. The night parrots, they just make a different sound from the day parrots.
Oh, so, what sound is that?
That's not an owl sound.
Yeah, these are night parrots, though, aren't
they? Now, I'm going to ask for my first check, which is Jason Statham. Turns out, whilst he likes owls, has a critical amount of information that he can take in regarding owls before he starts to get a little bit antsy and bored. He has been on the bus for, like, an hour or so. He has asked more than once, are we nearly there yet? So I'm going to have to get a... can I get a local knowledge from you again, just to maintain Jason Statham's interest in this journey?
I rolled a 9, so that's a failure.
Oh, right, okay. So I'm just going to keep a note on that, and I might return to that in a little bit. So, yeah, Jason Statham's there, like, oh, are we nearly there, right? Because, I mean, it's all well and good hearing all these book smarts, but I want to see these majestic, green, round-headed parrots.
Mm. I knock on the barrier between, like, whoever's driving. Is one of us driving?
I leave it either
up to
you.
I'm driving.
I believe the tour guide is driving.
Yeah,
tour guide,
yeah. Really? Makes sense. Yeah,
I'm the one who
driving.
Knows the way.
Yeah, yeah.
We're on my home turf.
All right. Can you hurry up, mate?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'll step on it.
I mean, there's no one around. And I'm the lawyer, so I know you can break the, you can break the legal speed limit if there's no one to see, so...
Right, sounds accurate to me. Let's see what this baby can do.
So, as the journey progresses and things sort of rattle along, I'm going to have to take...
Can I roll extreme sports to do stunt driving?
Oh, yes.
You know what? Yes. 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 That yes. is a very solid way of avoiding boredom.
I rolled a 5, and my extreme sports is 5.
Ooh, yes.
So edged it.
Just as Jason Statham looks out the window, in the heat, his head begins to nod. He starts muttering lines from his latest action film as bits of his subconscious start triggering as he drops off. Suddenly, what do you do? How do you drive stuntily?
I do a wheelie.
In a van.
Yep.
You can tell my knowledge of driving is even better than my knowledge of South African owls, you guys.
He just pulls really hard on the steering wheel.
Which instantly wheelies the van.
It's all right, guys. I filled the bonnet with birds and they all flap together and the front goes up.
Was Jason Statham in Fast and Furious?
Yes,
he was, yeah.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, you pull a wheelie in your small tour buds.
Yeah.
At which point Jason Statham, he kind of jerks away. He's like, oh, wow, yeah, wicked. Can you do it on one wheel?
Oh, yeah, everyone go to the left of the van.
You know, give me another extreme sports. I'm playing loose and fast with this system and demanding more checks than are required.
I'm not going to roll follow me this time for persuading everyone else to do what I tell them.
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Oh, I failed.
So you fail, I'm afraid, to get the van onto one wheel, but you do manage to allay Jason Statham's boredom just long enough for the owl sanctuary to come into sight on the horizon at the distance. At first it might be a mirage. There's that kind of heat haze around it. I mean, surely there's not an owl sanctuary out here in the middle of nowhere in the baking noonday heat that's open. And yet they're drawing ever closer whilst you're pulling your wheelie for the entire, like... I mean, you can see clear. It's a clear day over the, like, 20 or so miles that you wheelie toward the sanctuary. I mean, your mileage on this van has just become hot garbage because, yeah, you're...
I mean, normally we do go to the owl sanctuary at night, but a day trip might be fun.
Well, when we'll go at nights after my bedtime, you see, so, yeah, we'll make do with what we've got. But you proceed and you start heading towards the sanctuary without incident, despite pulling a wheelie. If anyone has any last-minute contributions, I'll let them know. Otherwise, I'm going to bounce on.
How many comments are we going to get on this from the RSPB, I wonder?
I think what we're going to get is people complaining that I've had way more scenes than this game was made for to make it run at the solid hour. So, we arrive at the Owl Sanctuary, and... yeah, immediately, Jason Statham's off. He's got his little hat pulled down. He's got his camera... And then there's the distant sound of sirens. Ooh, just really, really distant. Jason Statham doesn't appear to have noticed it. He's immediately going over, pressing his face up against the nearest owls that are all asleep and being really
boring. Against the owls?
Yeah. I mean, it's Jason Statham. They knew it was coming. They've laid them out. All of them are stood, like,
just
outside
nuzzling
of the cage.
In their bellies.
Just, I really like owls.
I've just stood, like, a half inch behind him, like, carefully watching the owl in case it pulls anything.
They're so floofy. Oh, I love the way they feel on my face. My grizzle face is soothed by their downy fluff.
Can I use Spin Doctor to contact a local journalist and check that nothing's kicking off?
Yes, you can. Give me a check. Give me a check.
Okay, so my Spin Doctor is 7.
You will roll the d6 as well.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, no, that's a 9. Oh, no.
So what did you roll on your d12?
I got a 9 on my d12 and a 2 on my d6.
Okay, so your 9 means that you fail.
Yeah.
You should call someone up.
I'm going to call Jeremiah McGee.
Okay, you call Jeremiah McGee, you break out your mobile, you dial the number. It takes a moment to go through. Hello, this is Jeremiah. I can't get to the phone right now, but please leave a message and I'll do my best to help you out.
So, Jeremiah.
For some reason, this voicemail recording message is really, really long. I just thought I'd mess up. Beep!
Hi, this is Allison, Jason Statham's extremely good lawyer.
It's on your business card.
It is. I'm just like on holiday. Let me know
the
if you hear
anything.
Sirens
are drawing closer as you are talking.
Bit concerned about any potential PR disasters, so let me know. See you later. Bye.
So it would seem that you did call your local contact in London. Just out of force of habit. So yeah, the sirens
drawing
closer.
Good news though. London and South Africa are in the same time zone, so not a problem.
I feel like that's not true.
They generally are in the same time zone. I think they might be an hour apart.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
My pseudo brother-in-law works out in South Africa a lot.
It's what? Just really, really, you know, south. Not really so much on the east or the west.
Oh.
Anywho.
Geography facts with Alex.
So, right off in the distance, just from where you were coming, obviously, Jason Statham is still nuzzling owls like nobody's business. He's so far having a great time. But you can see that there's almost like a Mad Max-esque amount of, like, lorries and vans all coming towards you. They're all spread out wide. They're filling the road. A couple of them are off-road. So this Mad Max-esque array of lorries and vans, it's all coming towards you, and you start seeing that they all seem to be, like, other wildlife sanctuary vans. So there's like one for, like, I mean, some of them aren't even South African. There are ones which is like the Raven Protection Society and so on. And they're all...
What, Raven Ravens?
Yeah, exactly. And they're all just bombing it towards the owl sanctuary. Jason Statham's still unaware. He's found a massive barn owl, and despite their normal inclinations, they're just allowing him to just rub owls all over his face. Oh, I love it. It's so lovely.
Oh, that's because I called ahead and asked them to just drug all of the owls.
You know what? Can you give me a narcotics?
I will.
Let's find out how successful the drugging was.
How calm are these owls? Very calm.
So what did you roll?
A 2 with a 6. What does the D6 do?
If you get the same as what's on the D12, Jason Statham suddenly goes, Jason Statham! And does something random.
Oh, okay.
Those owls, they're near death. They are.
Wow.
You like on closer inspection when you're like, I do hope they drugged them enough. It's like, oh yeah,
they
great.
Drugged
they're
them
tied in
enough.
Place. He keeps trying to pick them up, and they can't actually pick him up because they're tied in place by their little owl feet.
Oh, don't worry, God. Jason. That's just because owls are traditionally very, very heavy.
Oh,
isn't
God,
that
yeah.
right, tour guide?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
So Jason Statham at this point, his ears prick up like an Alsatian hound. And he hears the distinct sound of sirens coming near.
So my question is, why do all of those other wildlife sanctuary vans have sirens?
They
Given
do.
They're not emergency.
Oh, no. They do.
All right.
So Jason Statham, he looks and
we,
sees
we,
them
we
approaching.
We take animal welfare very seriously in South Africa.
At which point, the owl sanctuary's proximity siren starts going off. It's just kind of like one of those...
Oh, my God, it's a raid!
It's one of those World War II, like... Sirens is just echoing out. Thankfully, the owls don't seem particularly bothered by the noise.
It's all the drugs.
Yeah, it's almost like someone took precautions, so I can't have them suddenly go berserk out. But yeah, all of these vans start drawing nearer and nearer, and then they.
This is just how it happened before.
It's not all over again.
It's not all over again.
evil owls in the jungle.
Just how it happened.
So all of the owl sanctuary workers, they're all kind of fussing. They all start heading up and manning the walls because it's a walled owl sanctuary, I've decided.
Yeah, how else would you keep the owls in?
Exactly.
Walls but see, no roof.
So all of these vans, they pull up and they start building a perimeter around the owl sanctuary, and there's about 20 of these vans. They all have heavy weaponry, a couple of them have heavy machine guns, one of them trains a bazooka on the owl sanctuary, and then finally it all settles and the siren of the owl sanctuary siren draws to a quiet, and there's a moment of stillness as a sort of vaguely Mexican standoff. I know that's racist, but I don't know the alternative.
A tense standoff?
A tense standoff. You know the one, the doves are flying John Woo film style.
Yeah. I'm with you.
You know that reference, surely.
Renowned Mexican Western director, John Woo.
So.
It will be a Hong Kong standoff if it's a John Woo.
Okay, right, so. So everyone's in a Hong Kong standoff. No. So there's this tense standoff and it's a moment of silence as all of these guns are trained on one another. Jason Statham looks to all of you going, so, what's happening? I just wanted to nuzzle some owls.
Oh, everyone here, I'm going to roll Statham lore.
Uh-huh.
Everyone here is just keen to feed all of the owls their lunch. Because it's lunch, that's the lunch siren you're hearing, Jason. So, and we all know how much you love a tasty sandwich. Well, these owls need their sandwiches as well.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. Can you give me a Statham lore to see how much he loves lunch and how right you are?
Oh, dear.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, no.
That's a 12.
Yeah, it is.
You are as... Did you just poke the microphone in order to...
Well, it was a cocked dice. So...
Yeah, but you also just got... That'll just be...
Oh, well, I could hit the table, but...
So, yeah, you rolled as bad as you could.
I could.
All right, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Jason Statham!
A megaphone is broken out.
I can't do South African. It's not going to be good.
Can I use my eye for detail to see whether these are actually animal sanctuary vans?
Yeah, you know what? You can roll that now, and then we'll see what happens with Ben's abominable roll. Just the worst.
Okay, I got a 3.
Yep.
Which is okay. Not really, so yeah.
So your eye for detail. They all look really, really angry.
Uh-oh.
And they all look quite coordinated. It's not like they're all kind of like, you know, jostling one another. They're here with some kind of
coordinated zookeeper.
That's
what we do.
Right at the back, like right at the back of all of these animal sanctuary vans, you see a single police car's pulled up. They're just kind of chilling in their jeep, just letting things unfold. So whatever's happening is probably on the level. A voice yells out, and you know what? I can't do South African, but it's okay because, like I said, they're all international vans from all over the place. So it's
Jason Statham. You are hereby arrested for the kidnapping of multiple endangered animals.
Oh, it's German.
No, that was European.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well done, though. It's a fine tradition of European accents.
And we will take a break there and then return and see what the heck's going on.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back. So that megaphone echoes out over the things, and then all of the owl sanctuary workers who had their guns aimed outwards all start turning inwards and looking at Jason Statham, surrounded by his entourage, yourselves. All kind of looking a little bit suspicious. Jason Statham just looks at you all.
I don't know what's happening. I've never kidnapped any endangered animals. I don't know what's going on. What do we do?
Well, I'm thinking extraction. I've done this before, believe me. Trust me.
There's probably a set of quad bikes around. We could escape across the arid plains.
That's entirely true. I'm glad for your local knowledge of this particular owl sanctuary.
So, what? You want me to hop on a quad bike and just leg it then?
I feel like that's the safest thing we can do, Mr. Statham. I feel like that's the safest thing we can do.
We'll head across the rough terrain where the cars can't follow.
Well, in that case, then, if that is your plan, could you please give me an extraction roll to extract Jason Statham and his team?
Rolling extraction. Boom! That's a 9 and a 4.
So, you immediately, you're there, and what do you yell in order to make things happen?
Jason! There's a reference. No, I...
God's sake,
<Mike. laughs> No, I yell across the, over the wall towards the people on the outside. He's not here right now. Can you call back later?
He's there! Get him!
At which point, all of the vans suddenly ram towards the owl sanctuary, and one extra large one, which is it's a van. It seems to be in the same kind of bad pun thing, we broke the seal or something. It just plows through. It has some kind of battering ram on the front.
Surely they explicitly don't want to break the seal.
I don't know. What can I say?
Those poor seals.
I know, right?
Just snapping them over their knees. Like
oh,
twigs.
God!
Look, I didn't. I'm not the sanctuary people. Oh, wait, yes, I am.
I feel more puppy. Sorry.
Get him like he's a seal! And they plow through the front of the door. And then a busload of seal activists, we'll leave it as activists, not what they're activists for, but seal activists nonetheless, unload and begin opening fire
what?
At Jason Statham.
So they're some sort of SEAL team.
You beat me to my joke. I was going to let it hang for ages.
Yes. Yeah. Take that, Alex.
Damn it.
Come capitalise.
How many of them are there? Is it 6?
Yeah.
Yes, there are. There are 6 of the SEAL team.
There are 6.
So they open fire at Jason Statham and the rest of you. And you see Jason Statham is clipped slightly by machine gun fire. He dives behind the drugged owls, who are still completely unaware. None of them are noticed.
Oh my God.
I'm still going for my quad bike plan, so I'm going to rush over to Jason, grab him by the shoulders, and go, follow me!
Okay, I should warn you, Jason Statham is now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's 2/8 dead.
Ooh.
You are now warned.
In the meantime, while you're
he got shot out, a bit, so he's 2/8.
I'm rolling.
Dead.
Follow me to get me and Jason onto quad bikes.
That's the one.
Are you abandoning the other two?
Right, I'm gonna.
I mean, Jason Statham's the priority
yeah.
here.
The rest you can
all
deal
right.
with yourselves. I rolled an 8. That is too high.
That is too high. So you grab Jason Statham. He's like, Jason Statham doesn't know what's going on, and you grab and you drag him towards where you think the quad bikes are. It turns out that the quad bikes aren't there, but what you do is open the shed and reveal the other 40 owls that they didn't have enough drugs to make docile. And they all begin, ooh, 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 and they all start flying out into the sky. All of the owl sanctuary people are like, oh God, no, the owls! The owls! Get the owls!
As I drop to the floor yelling, it's happening!
Yeah. So I am afraid you have failed.
Yes, sir.
And
while he's running
we're
to the shed,
we're being overwhelmed.
We're here. While he's running to the shed, I'm going to use my skill. These weapons are also weapons, and unholster my dual 45s.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Give me a roll of these weapons are also weapons.
Oh my god!
Well, that's a 12 and a 2.
So, you draw your weapons and you train down on the SEAL team. They're the main priority. The rest are still on the outside, but the SEAL team, they're the real threat. You cock back the hammers, at which point the owls descend upon you, and you end up a full Narm flashback of that time that you were overwhelmed by enemies, and then owls were everywhere, and you start unloading your weapons just everywhere, surrounded by owls, and, you know, bullets go everywhere, and one of them at least clips Jason Statham.
No.
Shot Jason.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, his own security.
That's the opposite of what you meant to do.
I know, that's the anti-job.
So Jason Statham's coming powerfully close to being killed at this stage as you shoot Jason Statham while screaming, owls, owls everywhere.
Right, I'm going to wave a handkerchief and try and negotiate using Spin Doctor.
Okay, give me a Spin Doctor roll. By the way, you're all going to be taking just all the adrenaline at the end of this.
I've got deja vu of you just being horrible, I think.
How does adrenaline work? Have we just been ignoring that mechanic?
I haven't been using it too much yet. I'm kind of saving it up and then I'm going to dole it out.
Okay, I got a 3.
You got a 3?
Yeah.
That's good. Low is good.
Yes.
So, you. What do you use as your white flag?
A handkerchief.
So you break out your handkerchief, put it on, and start waving it, and then all of the SEAL team go, oh, she's got a white flag! Fair enough. And they'll just start putting their guns back and go like, we want to talk!
Oh, they follow the pirate code.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Also, if one of the SEAL team falls behind, they stay behind.
Okay. So
it's the only bit of pirate code I know.
Parlay. Right, so you're not allowed to shoot at people without any evidence. So give me your evidence, please.
Every time he visits a sanctuary, the animals go missing.
Well, how do you know it's him? What if there's...
Someone else could be out there.
Yeah.
Why? Well,
what if he's got
I
a stalker?
I had an accent at one point.
Yeah, you pick an accent you can't sustain.
I just forgot to do it.
Yeah. It could be someone
else could be behind it.
Could be framed.
Well, we all know, though, that absence of evidence is evidence of absence. I haven't got any evidence as anyone else, so it must be Jason Statham.
That's not how the law works.
Quick, roll it.
Yes.
Roll that law.
Give me a law.
Oh,
that's a 6.
Yeah,
the law
that's
is
good,
9.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. So that's not how the law works. At which point, one of the SEAL team at the back goes, "Actually, I do have an undergraduate in law. Like, she's totally right. That's not how the law works at all." Quiet, Gary. No, I'm serious. Like, that's that's probably. I thought we had evidence before we started doing it. Suddenly,
and there's 2 cops over there. We could get them involved.
Suddenly, the SEAL team leader and Gary are starting having a hushed conversation. All the rest, you can sort of see just between the slats of the owl compound. all of the other vans, you hear a muttering, and like, oh no, yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but what about the owls? Yeah, but even so, and they all. They don't seem to be willing to just let you go, but you've definitely managed to stop the shooting, and everyone seems a bit more distracted by the nuances of empirical evidence with regards to law.
Fantastic. Just what I wanted.
I feel like at this point, my character's probably managed to brush off the majority of the owls that were all over him.
There is a small pile of dead owls by your feet.
Oh my god!
Wow.
You did have 2 handguns.
That is true, yeah.
and a problem of excess owls.
Yeah, that's very true. At which point...
I mean, as you can see, we leave a trail of dead creatures behind us, not an absence of creatures.
Oh, that's not helping.
if Jason Statham had been responsible for the missing creatures, then you'd see their corpses, is all I'm saying.
So, at which point, the leader of the owl compound sees all of the dead owls, drops to his knees and goes, why? What did you do? Jason Statham killed our owls!
No. That is also not evidenced. I'm going to use Spin Doctor to say... For all we know, these owls were all sick.
They just tripped and fell onto some bullets.
Give me the Spin Doctor roll.
Yeah, that was the roll that tactic deserved.
Yeah.
That was an 11.
11
yeah.
And 1.
At which point, the owl owner just like, no, he did. I saw him. He kept shooting them. I saw him shoot my owls. Get out of this compound. You can face them all on your own. But you get out of our compound right now, you animals.
During this time, I've been tying all of the ropes from under the owls that I could reach together in order to try and get us out over the wall.
Well, I have to warn
tiny
you.
Tiny little ropes.
That having owls shot all the owls, you have also made Jason Statham quite sad. In fact, you've made him 3 sad.
Oh, no.
That's a D3, not a D6.
I know.
He's made him 2 sad.
I know.
You should know how numbers work.
I have made him 2 sad in this instance. Yeah. It's true.
Alex also forgot that he's been rolling a D6 on the dead scale, so he's actually only... He's less dead. I wondered how it was burning through Jason's face. He's very delicate. So you're tying all of the owls together.
No, not the owls. I'm tying the ropes. You remember the ropes
that were
used to tie the owls to their tethers.
So what you're doing is you're untying an owl.
As they just fall gracefully to the floor.
Pining for the fjords.
Okay, you have a length of rope. What are you doing with
your
length of rope?
I'm going to try and lob it over the wall.
Sure.
To see if we can just quietly get out the back door.
Okay, give me, I'm guessing, an extraction roll?
Extraction,
however,
yeah.
What I am going to do now is, because you have a moment of respite but a lot's gone on, I'd like everyone to gain some adrenaline. There's been guns shooting, so you've all gaining 1 adrenaline.
And losing 1 stability.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh no, you don't want an unstable lawyer.
Single female unstable lawyer! Objection! We're not in court. Objection! So, you give me an extraction roll, bearing in mind that your target is now even worse.
2 and 2.
Oh no!
No. So you rolled good enough. So you rolled good enough, but also Jason Statham does something really weird. So how this plays out, so you throw your rope and you're hoping to just effectively get out of the compound, I'm assuming.
While I'm yelling, it's happening again.
It's happening again.
Yeah.
No, it's stopped happening.
But in my mind, I'm looking at all of these owls all over the floor.
So Jason Statham, he hears it's happening again. And then he has that moment where, you know, he was sort of saying those lines from his last film. He just suddenly has a bit of a dissociative episode. And then he suddenly looks around and goes, Jason Statham knows what's going on. Oh! And then loudly declares, you'll never get away with this. Oh, I'm going to take you and your entire operation down. And line.
I'll kill you all!
And then he runs, clearly convinced that he's in a film, leaps, grabs the rope, and just hauls himself straight out of the compound immediately, obviously convinced somehow that he just got a bit confused and this is actually an action shoot. So, yeah.
So, while all this has been going on, I've been crouched behind the owl table, shaving all my hair off.
Okay.
Your head hair?
My head hair.
Okay.
I wasn't going anywhere else.
All of it. All your hair. Fine.
You said all of your hair. You might have been wanting to go swimming.
But why, yeah. Ben? Why?
But why? Well, to create a distraction and to save Jason Statham, I'm using my skill as a failed actor to become Jason Statham.
Give me the roll.
I become Jason Statham.
You become Jason Statham. So Jason Statham is now gone, and he's entered the stealth portion of the film where he had to negotiate his way around the enemy forces, while suddenly, from nowhere, you will see, oh no, we were wrong! Jason Statham's hiding behind the owl!
It is I, Jason Statham, renowned film actor with the most chiseled of chins. I give myself over to the authorities to be investigated about these allegations about me disappearing all of those endangered animals.
Oh, God.
All of the SEAL team go, get him! At which point they all dive and just body slam Jason Statham.
Jason Statham, are underneath these men.
they tie you up and they arrest you, and then the police kind of nonchalantly walk up. What? So?
Hello, yes, I'm Jason Statham, renowned film actor.
You know what? I'm going to end the scene there. I'm going to give you a sort of epilogue and we'll end that scene. So, Jason Statham apparently is led away for questioning by the police, and all of the animal activists ensure that he goes into custody. Meanwhile, Jason Statham, eventually collapsing due to heat stroke out in the desert, is easily found by you because you did see him head off. You realised what was happening. You managed to collect him, get him back to the hotel, and we'll have to continue that whole day a little bit later. Meanwhile, Jason Statham after extensive questioning, is found to be innocent of any kidnapping charges. It turns out that the animals just left because they might have been, you know, activists, but all of their sanctuaries were horrible.
Yeah.
They were just really, really horrible. Like, the whole SEAL team, they were just breaking seals in the site. So, yeah, turns out they've all actually just lost their animals because they were being really rubbish with animals and all the animals got out and they were just looking for a scapegoat.
They were being really, really mean and now they can't be mean anymore.
Because the animals got away into the wild and started dealing with global warming themselves directly.
Perfect. It's the dream ending.
So, in this interim, I'm now going to ask you about your characters' names, people, who they are, because I realised I kind of skipped past any kind of identifying features and have just said, you, now you.
It's without because in mind. Grant doesn't allow for any of that.
Yeah, I think I might benefit from it. Ben, now that we've played a scene out and we have an idea of how people deal with their problems, and how one of you clearly has NARM problems, Ben, tell us about your character.
Well, my name is Francis Streatham Common.
Yep.
That's double-barreled. So I wanted to be a Shakespearean actor.
Of course.
But got kicked out of the RSC for just doing far too much cocaine.
Is that...
Just loads. A lot.
Yeah, it turns out they have like a minimum amount of cocaine, that's okay, but he was just way over the line.
Scarface levels of cocaine.
Whoa!
Oh, terrible. So I then became an agent and found my way into the loving embrace of Jason Statham. Are we lovers? I think we're lovers. We're lovers.
I'll allow that.
Yeah.
Bryn, how about yourself?
My name is Jack Daveson. Come from a proud line of Daves. But my older brother was called Dave, so I'm called Jack.
Oh, that makes sense.
Holds up. How did you end up working for Mr. Statham?
I just have a good resume. You know, I live in South Africa, do tour guide for a living, like a bit of extreme sports every now and then. Heard he was coming to town and submitting my CV to his agent. Got chosen.
Fair enough.
So really excited about the opportunity to work with such a renowned actor.
Probably bonded over an enormous amount of narcotics, I'm guessing.
Also, we're lovers.
Oh, okay.
Extreme lovers.
Mike.
Base jumping.
Mike, tell us about your character.
Tandem jumps, thanks.
Well, my character is John St. Reatham.
And
all right, Bryn's gone.
That's really funny. Why is no one else laughing?
I didn't get it.
I don't get it.
Streatham. St. Reatham. Sorry, Mike. I can't be held responsible for these filler styles. You are weaving art for us with your wordplay.
Thank you. I'm glad you think so.
I'll give people, including myself, the benefit of the doubt as we are powering towards 40 degrees Celsius now. So carry on.
So, basically, John St. Reatham was in NARM, as we've already ascertained. And I was actually he was found through football, is how he was found. He was an ex-footballer who joined the military, as some people do. And during football...
Is he American or British?
He's both.
explains a lot.
Originally from southwest London, but moved over to somewhere near, going to say Illinois, and then eventually...
Just near Illinois.
Near Illinois.
One of the other states. But just near Illinois.
Just near Illinois.
Near Illinois, like Alaska or Texas, one of those two.
It's, you know, near Illinois, far in Illinois, wherever you are, Illinois. It was found through football by a security guarding company who shall remain nameless. They were always unknown, forever unknown. And that was because of his ability to tackle people, because he had a habit of tackling people in a rugby style rather than the conventional football.
I mean, could just have been an American football player.
Could have just
I'm
been
just
an
saying,
American
that would
player.
Have made... These ends meet.
Definitely a soccer player who's really keen.
Who's really, really keen.
I mean, you know, everyone has 20/20 vision in hindsight. He's picked the wrong sport. Don't get on his case.
And so, yeah, I was found for that. And ever since then, I've been with a series of different celebrities. And now, Jason Statham.
And Helen.
I am Alison Barrister & Co.
Is that your surname, Barrister & Co?
Barrister & Co.
Am I getting the emphasis right? Is it Barrister & Co or is it Barrister & Co or Barrister & Co?
No, Barrister & Co.
Barrister & Co, okay.
It was like you were fated to...
Oh, absolutely.
Nominative determinism.
I'm married into the name.
I married a small law firm.
Was your maiden name absolutely going to be a butcher?
Nah, maiden name was, I don't know.
Meats Incorporated.
I'm not doing meat. I'm not having anything to do with meat. Not after all the Magnus.
Very vegan.
Alison Very Vegan, who married into Barrister & Co.
What's the opposite of Alison Criminal, yeah.
Alison Barrister & Co. Nay Criminal.
So, yeah, I think that she... Because she married into which she got a job because of her husband.
Okay.
And has been passing herself off as an effective lawyer. Because she can speak quite fast and looks like she knows her stuff.
So you're not technically a lawyer. You're just married to one.
Essentially. Oh, God. Jason Statham doesn't
Jason Statham has got very bad... Like, his agent is picking really poor staff.
I was just going for the first people that I saw.
You got some great business cards out of that, though.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Also, I always have, a binder with me, but it's just full of blank paper.
business. Yeah. Okay, well, in that case, then, I now know a bit more about you. I'm ready to now dive into our next holiday outing. How about you guys? You ready?
Yeah.
No.
It's not an owl sanctuary again.
Is it worse? Is it the eel sanctuary, which I know is on
no,
there?
No, it's not.
It's the eagle sanctuary, which is closely affiliated but not entirely represented by the owl sanctuary.
Maybe it's the bowl sanctuary. Mm. It's just owl with a B on the front of it.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. It's just, yeah. Yeah.
Could have been a fowl sanctuary.
Hey.
So... Turns out, Jason Statham, you've all returned to the hotel. He's in the foyer and the lobby, sorry, and he's there. And he's like, "Well, I mean, the owl sanctuary got a bit much. It was less than I was hoping for, if I'm honest. They're majestic creatures as they're running out across the plain, but it just didn't feel right. So I think I need some relaxation time. And I hear that there's quite a tranquil spa nearby, so I think we should have a bit of a spa day. How about that?
Oh, sounds good. Yeah. There's natural springs there as well. It's a lovely spot to relax.
Yeah, much harder to do crimes there. Yeah.
So I'll tell you what then, give me a local knowledge to see which of the tranquil spas that are around we're going to be going to.
I rolled a 2.
Your pick. What tranquil spa are we going to today?
The one with natural hot sulfur springs.
The one with natural hot sulfur springs and no complications.
Yep.
Okay, cool. In which case we hop into a van, which I now realise... Although you were driving the Owl Compounds van, presumably you have your own, because otherwise all of your tours are owl-based.
I know, I rebrand my van every morning, depending on the intended destination.
So how have you branded your van this morning? I mean, you were in a rush last time, that's why the puns were so bad, but presumably your puns are really good this time around.
Yeah.
Kingpin, really?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a really good pun. Are you ready for this one, guys? It's going to...
Oh, I'm absolutely ready.
I'm so prepared for you, Bryn. Here we go. I've got nothing.
I've got nothing.
Oh. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Done.
Oh, job done. So far, so good. So everyone heads into the minivan and you head off to the Sulphur Springs, the well-known South African hot springs.
I've been to one in the Alps. South Africa probably has them too.
So we head for the hot springs. Okay, I'm going to skip the journey on this one because we've already done Jason Statham being bored in a van, and having Jason Statham bored in a van twice feels like a misstep in terms of pacing. So we arrive at the spa. Turns out it was dead close. He goes, "Are we nearly there yet?" It's like, "Yep, there it is." Oh, all right, great. So we head off and we get to the Tranquil Spa. It is just called the Tranquil Spa. All caps, underline, bold.
Doesn't look tranquil at all. Choices.
And yeah, you're immediately greeted by an extremely intense looking spa worker. They're wearing, you know, the kind of white, almost medical, like all hard lines and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Hello! Welcome to the Tranquil Spa! We're going to be taking you through, and we're going to be making sure that you have a lovely, quiet time. Is that okay?" "Guys, I'm not feeling this tranquil spa."
"Oh, no, it's a local custom where they just shout all of the stress out of your body. So just let it wash over you."
Okay, that demands some kind of check, though I know not what.
Statham Law?
Yeah, I'll allow Statham Law. How gullible is Statham?
Oh, really not. I rolled a 12.
Oh, you're saying that, you know... Whilst he's saying this, the guy's like, no, that's absolutely not the case.
No, please.
This is exactly how we work. We're really careful about our work and we want this to go really efficiently.
Local culture.
Now, I'm afraid that Jason Statham does get too sad. Sad. Not like quantitatively, he gets too sad by this. And he starts walking into the spa, feeling a little bit bad, a little bit sad, a little bit awkward about all of this. But he does head inside and you're led into the changing rooms and so on. And
Jason, how about a massage? I feel like you could really benefit from a massage right now.
No,
relieve some of that tension.
I am feeling quite intense right now, so yeah, that'd be really quite nice if we could do that.
How about I sort out a couples massage for you and
Francis Streatham Common?
For you and Francis?
No, yeah, I think I'd find that very comforting, actually. What do you have to convince them to do a massage first instead of straight to the hot springs?
Follow me?
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Cool. So I rolled a 6,
mm-hmm.
and my follow me is 6.
Okay.
But I've got 1 adrenaline.
Yep.
But also on my D6, I rolled a 6.
Okay. So you're like, yeah, let's go for the massage. Jason Statham's looking around. And then there's like really bad music in the background. It won't be this one because I don't think we can get the rights for it. But you know, the sort of...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, he's got...
It'll be something from Incompetech.com.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's some they've clearly fallen onto hard times. Yeah. And they haven't had the money to pay for music licensing. So they just got some Creative Commons music, you know, some kind of music. And it's playing in the background. And then you're leading the way and he just stops. And he listens to that and he goes, I remember that song. Oh no. Jason Statham begins to cry a little bit.
No.
He gets 3 sadder.
Oh,
so
no.
He's not even interested in the massage. He's just there and he just begins crying slightly, as clearly this tune has triggered something in Jason Statham. We don't know what.
So my character sees Jason Statham. Sees Jason Statham starting to cry and realizes immediately what it is. I've worked with him this long now.
Of course.
So yeah, he does a diving roll over the top of the reception desk to try and find the source of the music. And then using these hands are weapons, smashes up the PA system.
Your hands are weapons, although you've still got adrenaline, because it turns out being almost shot at has carried on from one scene to the next because it was just that intense.
So I rolled a 9.
Okay.
Beautiful, which turns into a 10. So that's above. And
You dive over the desk in order to turn off the muzak, at which point 2 heavily armed spa people who were just there with truncheons, tasers, they're like, no, this is a tranquil space of relaxation, and they just taser you, just and just drop you to the ground. You will not interfere with the relaxation of this environment.
It's happening again.
No. So Jason Statham, he hasn't heard that. He's still just kind of at the same level of sadness. He's not more sad, but he's also not having a nice time of it. Guys, his holidays is spiraling.
Oh no.
Jason, babe, darling, sugar plum, my delicious rose.
When did you get bored? When did that happen?
Oh, it's just a new look I'm trying out. I adore you so that I just want to emulate you. I want to be you, Jason.
If I wasn't so sad, I'd be really flattered.
Exactly. Come on, let's go get a hot rock massage. I hear that's really good to just evaporate away those tears.
It's very calming!
Like that man, Shell.
What are you using in order to do this?
Another Statham law.
Another Statham. You do know that he likes his hot rock massages. Yeah. Mm.
Yes, that is I rolled a 6, which comes to a 7, and my Statham law is 8.
It is. Jason Statham, he shakes his way out of it. He's like, no, you're right, yeah, actually, we definitely should have a nice rock. You do know me so well, Francis Streatham Common. I don't know why I call you by your first name. I feel like it's a mark of respect somehow.
That's all right, Jason Statham. It's just a thing we do as a couple.
So the two of you head into the hot rock.
I'm really glad that the thing we're introducing to this situation right now is more heat.
Yep.
I think that's definitely what we need.
Yeah, yeah.
So you head into the hot rock
room. Scratch that, a really cold rock massage. Real frigid rocks.
So you head into the hot rocks room. I've forgotten your name. Johnson Retham.
Johnson Retham.
Johnson Retham is picked up and dragged through into the hot rock room and left still partially paralysed and also given some hard rocks to relax with. Meanwhile, you know what? You do start having a calming time with the rocks and it's all fine. And then suddenly the lights start dimming and they go, "And now, for your relaxation pleasure, we have managed to source original home movies in order to make you feel at home and calm. This is our experience. We hope you enjoy it." A screen descends, and as you're having your hot rock massage, starts playing home videos that they've sourced of Jason Statham. You know, to try and calm him, remind him of happier times. And Jason Statham, he's really upset. He's really, really upset. You don't know what it is, but as all of these really heartwarming scenes of Jason Statham playing soccer by tackling people a lot, like it's American football, even though it isn't, and Jason Statham, you know, kind of diving out of moving planes as a small child in order to capture
wasn't
people.
Wasn't he an Olympic diver before he became a movie star?
Diving, you know, just his first ever diving competition where he also had to take down a drug ring at the same time. You know, all his fond memories, and he's just getting really, really upset.
This isn't a holiday at all. I'm really sad.
Oh, no.
Is anyone going to do anything?
I'm going to go and argue with the people and try and use my law to tell them that they cannot have obtained these home videos legally.
Good call. Good call.
Violating copyright. Yeah.
Give me the roll.
Okay. Yeah. That's a four.
Okay.
A one under
so it becomes a five, but you're still good?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you head in and like, "Well, how can we help you? What is wrong with your stay? We have given you nothing but love and relaxation."
"No, you have given us copyright infringement and invasion of privacy and bad recording quality."
"We can't be held for the recording quality. It was a handheld camera that we illegally stole."
"I knew it! I am doing a citizen's arrest."
"I'm sorry, there appear to be technical issues." At which point, suddenly the screen just stops. It comes up with, you know, that colour bar. "We're having technical difficulties." And you just see them rush back. And then they think that you can't see, but you do see them starting to eat the VHS tape in order to hide the evidence.
Am I still paralysed at this point?
You are now no longer paralysed.
Have
you found yourself
Capri Sun or something while I've spent this time paralysed?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Perfect. I'm happy now.
Thanks for contributing
You are living the life that the people in this room want to be living. Somewhere cool with a Capri Sun.
Yeah, just to clarify for listeners, we are physically dripping with sweat.
It's getting in the video.
It's getting good. Problematic.
Oh, no. So glad everyone can see just how moist we are.
We can finish this game. Cool. So yeah, you managed to single-handedly get them to stop showing the film. And although Jason Statham is quite sad and he's crying a little bit, he's not gone into full meltdown. And you managed to put the scare.
I'm going into full meltdown.
You do manage to put the scare into them enough so that for the rest of the time, they are just doing kind of standard spa stuff. It is just like, "We're now going to give you a massage!" And it's just a massage. And
I'll take a mani-pedi.
Take a mani-pedi? "We'll give you a mani-pedi right now, sir!" Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna call it at that scene. You managed to make them to eat all of the tapes that they were going to show. And you managed to
eat it!
Lighten Jason Statham's tone and get him back into the holiday mood. And I think we will end the episode there. Okay, we're all going to go get in the fridge for a bit.
And have a Capri Sun.
Because it's mad hot in here. But thanks for joining us, Mike. We will obviously continue next episode and we will have the remainder of Jason Statham's big vacation.
It's been great to be here and it'll be also even better when I pick an accent to stick with for my character.
Yes, it will. So until then, bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
all off.
Turn it all off. Turn it all down.
Sorry, oh my gosh.
Oh, God, hold on.
Oh, Christ.
What happened?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.